Okay, so it's 1:30 in the morning on Saturday morning, but it's really still Friday night, and I didn't do a formal piece of writing for Dog Days of Podcasting again. Actually, I started 3, but I didn't finish any because I ended up spending the day mostly interacting via Skype with a friend I hadn't talked to in a year, who is usually the person I go to for sounding board services when I can't work out a plot for something I'm working on or need to know if something is funny or poignant, because he speaks all the same languages, geek languages, I do. What I was really going to say is he and I have the same Darmok. And it's interesting that I mention this because I'm actually watching that episode of Next Gen right now on Netflix. I'm watching it on purpose because there's a fanfic I've been working on for like 4 years that I just added another chapter of finally today after not being able to write anything on it since last summer, which is not typical for me. I was having a problem with a specific chapter and I couldn't figure out how to write the scene that needed to be written, and I finally figured it out last night or 2 days ago or something like that. But I posted it yesterday and I'm pleased at the end result, but I needed to go back and refresh my memory on a couple of next-gen things so I could write it. Now, I know that you can't charge money for fanfic, and that's really not the point. I write it when I can't write the things that I'm being paid to write because I'm stuck or burnt out, or when I need to just work something out in my head. Writing in someone else's world is like a writing exercise for me. It's practice. It keeps... It's like bar work in ballet. It keeps the muscles warm so that when I'm ready to write something real, I'm already in that groove. One of the first books I read without help was when I was 5 and I read Little Women. My mother and I started it together and we used to read a chapter a night, and by the time we got to chapter 4, I said, "You're reading too slow. I just want to finish the book now." And it was the last time we read together. For a very long time, it was the last time we read together, and I think it was sadder for her than it was for me. But then when I was 10, it was a really, really hot summer. We were living in Colorado. We were living on the third floor condo, so we didn't have a garden except containers, and we had been to the library, and she took out this book that is now one of my favorite books. It's by Catherine White, who was the wife of E.B. White, who, of course, is the prolific children's author who wrote Stuart Little and The Trumpet of the Swan and Charlotte's Web. But Catherine White was a gardener, and she used to write a gardening column for the New York Times, and so there's this book called Onward and Upward in the Garden that is an entire year, a year's worth of daily garden entries. And some of them are really pretty, and some of them are very, very technical, but most of them are sort of interesting, and she had this really sort of plain way of writing. I mean, she didn't use any fancy words. She was very spare in her descriptions, but that book has stayed with me. The summer I was 10, my mother and I read it together. We didn't read it in order. We would find the date, the entry for whatever day it was first and read that, and then we would go back to the beginning or further to the end, because it was a library book, so we only had it for a couple of weeks. But it was nice being that old and reading with my mom again. And now, when we're all in the same place, we always, whatever we're reading, if there's a funny passage, we'll stop and say, "Wait, you have to hear this," and we'll read it out loud. But we don't do whole books together anymore. And in fact, I don't like being read to anymore. One of the things I hate about any kind of seminar is when they think that the job of the presenter is to read the handout to you or read the text. And it drives me crazy because I know how to read and I'm better at processing visual information than I am at hearing someone tell me. And I don't like being read to. It takes too long. I don't like audiobooks either, and that's really funny because I've actually recorded one. But they annoy me. They take too long. I can read a page of text in less time than it takes to listen to a page of audio. It makes me very impatient. I don't like sleep either for the same reason, which is why I'm always up until 2. I mean, I don't get up in the morning until 9 a.m. because I work from home and make my own hours. But I've always been very nocturnal. So this ramble was originally because I was watching this Next Gen episode, and I have friends here in Texas who I met through another mutual friend who I'd known via her blog before I moved to Texas in 2004, and then eventually not only knew in person and became really good friends with, but also worked with for a while. So she introduced me to a bunch of her friends, and there's this one young woman who she and I still hang out, and they actually came back in spring and played with us for International Tabletop Game Day, so that was cool. Because they're big game players, and a lot of the games that I played, like Shadows Over Camelot, I learned from them. But she always used to say, oh, this is great, we just met these people, and we speak the same Darmok, and being even geekier than she is, of course I knew what that meant. And I thought it was a really lovely way of expressing that wonderful connection you have when you meet someone who shares your fandom or shares your geek cred or even just has read the same books as you and gets the same references. It's such a great shorthand way, and I think everyone should use it, even though it's like a 30-year-old reference at this point, because it's relevant and it's simple and it's just cool. So that's my babble for tonight, and I don't think Tabs even will find anything quotable in this, but I also wanted to add that today I got to spend the afternoon swimming with Morgan. Morgan is my 40-pound foster dog, and hopefully tomorrow she will find, or later today, she will find her forever home, because she really desperately needs one, but she likes to hang out on the top step of my pool. Now, my pool is not big. It's a backyard pool, but my house is set really far back on our lot. So we have this huge expanse of front yard, which drives me crazy because we're not supposed to water because we're in a severe drought, and it's all this grass. And we're not allowed to grow vegetables on the lawn, so I can't have anything but grass, and it drives me crazy. So my backyard pool is an oval with an extra alcove where the steps are, and the steps are really wide, like half moon shaped steps. There's no handrail. I wish there was, because they're very steep, but they're really wide. And in fact, the top step is big enough that you could sit there very comfortably and read or just hang out sitting in the step if you don't want to swim. So for the last 4 or 5 days, I've been trying to figure out why Morgan keeps coming back inside from going out to do her business wet, when I've made sure that there's no hose turned on, and I stopped giving them water outside because all they do is play with it. They don't drink it. So she kept coming in wet, and this was confusing me because, yeah, we have the air conditioner drip thing that drips in the yard, but it doesn't drip that much. So yesterday I was in the pool, and I'm swimming laps, and all of a sudden the water sloshes in a way it shouldn't be, and I turn around, and there's Morgan just hanging out on the top step of my pool. Today, I was swimming around 5:30 this afternoon, because I said I wasn't going to swim until I finished at least outlining my next chapter, and it took that long because, as I said, I was hanging out on Skype with a really good friend. So I get in the pool, and she comes in, and she sits on the top step. Now, I'd filled the pool today because it was getting to the point where it was almost too low for the filter to deal with. So the difference in the water level between where she was sitting yesterday and where she was sitting today, even though it's the same step, there's like 4 more inches of water. So she's sitting there, and she's actually, I notice, every so often, diving her head under the surface and then snorting up water as if she's a whale breaching the surface. It was so funny. And I'm thinking, you know, my phone is in a waterproof case. I could grab it and come back in and take pictures, but that, I decided, was too much work. So I just watched her, and then I went over to her, and she was like, I want you to pet me, and I wanted to see if she would actually swim. So I kept reaching out to her, and I would scratch her head and then move back a little bit and scratch her head and move back a little bit. And it's at this point where I should remind people who don't know that I'm 5 feet tall. So even though my pool starts at about 3 3/4 feet at the low end and only goes to about 6.5 feet at the very deepest point, for me, most of the pool, even though it's not over my head, is deep enough that I can't stand on my flat feet and still have my nose above water. And I forgot when I was jumping backwards trying to tempt Morgan to come to me to see if she would swim that I had filled the pool. So at one point, I actually submerged unintentionally, and that is what caused her to finally get up off the top step and figure out how to dog paddle, because she didn't want me to drown. So she didn't rescue me. She just made me laugh hysterically. But it's taken me this long, after 25 fosters and right now 3 dogs of my own, 2 of which have webbed toes, because one's part Brittany and the other one's part Pointer, and both of those technically should be loving the water. It's taken me this long to find any dog that would willfully go into the pool, would willingly go into the pool. She does both. She goes in willfully. I tell her, stay out on the deck and get dry, and she jumps right back in. But then she still hasn't figured out how not to jump up to give kisses either, and it's been 3 weeks of teaching her, so I think she's just obstinate. I also think that when she has her own family, she'll be fine. So that's my babble for today, and I'm sorry it's totally incoherent and totally not on any specific topic, but that's what you get when I record at 1:30 in the morning, so there.